RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
He's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Thank you for tuning back in. This is The Power of Health, and with my special guests, Natasha Trenev and Amy Valpone. We're talking about getting healthy today, you know, making sure that we're doing everything we possibly can. We're learning how to experience this power of health, but we've got to do it by fueling our body, not just feeding our body, because you can feed your body badly, but fueling your body means you're taking the time to think about what's going in. You know, Amy, this book, this Eating Clean book, you were inspired. Obviously, personal things that have brought you your health and brought you to this and through this terrible health crisis. But you were inspired to do this 21-day plan. You call it detoxing and fighting inflammation, resetting your body. You know, why 21 days?
21 days because it's exactly 3 weeks. And I take people through an elimination diet. So you're removing for 21 days, you know, the heavy hitters, gluten, dairy, soy, refined sugar, corn, eggs, you know, alcohol, different things like that that can bother people's stomach. So what I did was I gave them 3 weeks of removing all of these foods. And there's over 200 recipes in my book that actually are free of all of these foods. So that's the detox program. So all the recipes in the book are detox friendly. And then after those 3 weeks, you go through a reintroduction phase. So you slowly, very slowly, and there's a very specific way of going about it and doing this. You slowly add back in each food one at a time to see exactly what food is bothering you. But the trick is, you know, if you add back in, say, soy for some reason, you know, you have to add in the very, very purest form of soy, like an organic, you know, soybean, organic edamame. Because if you add in something like soy milk, you know, there's 10, 20 different ingredients in soy milk, and you never know what could be bothering you. So that's really, there's a very, very specific way of doing it and learning what is bothering you, what is triggering your immune system, and really getting people to understand how to listen to their body. So I take them through a whole plan where it talks about listening to your body and are you bloated, are you tired? You know, sometimes we eat food and we don't realize we get a headache, you know, 48 hours later or 24 hours later or whatever it may be. And or we, you know, get a rash or something like that, and we don't realize that's actually from the food that we ate a few days ago. So it's not like an anaphylactic shock kind of food allergy. It's a delayed allergy. So it's really important to be in tune, again, with your body. Like Natasha and I were speaking about earlier, again, it comes down to really loving your body and listening to your body. And as crazy busy as y'all are, you know, I mean, I'm living proof. I mean, if you just keep going on with your life and pushing, 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 you know, working, 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 you know, not listening to your body, not getting to the root cause, something is going to backfire. You know, our bodies are not made to do, go, 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 and put in this fuel that, you know, 100-calorie packs of Oreos or whatever it may be that our body cannot identify. So after time, something's going to happen.
You know, Natasha, the last time you and I were together, you said something that really hit hard with me. You said we shouldn't wait till we're at the bottom of the barrel with our health, like so many of us do, because then we end up really having to scrape our way to just get back to where we were when we were just mediocre. We need to start thinking about these things a little bit ahead of time with a little bit of protocol and a little bit of preventive nature.
Exactly. I think baby steps are necessary. I think we're getting to the point, I want to say that we cannot tolerate most things in the world that we're used to eating. You know, years ago, it was, you know, people were telling everyone to get off of dairy. Then everybody was telling everybody to get off of, you know, grains were popular in the 80s and 90s, and people were just all into grain and no fat. And then we came in now, no grains and good fats. And we just oscillate between these, what I call micro messages. And we really don't get it. We really have to go back to basics because I was talking to a few friends. In a short while, we're going to become allergic to everything. And that can happen because I have another friend, Ginny Patel Thompson, which we had on the air with us, Jeffrey, where her body became allergic to food. And she was basically dying. She was wasting away because her immune cells on her GI wall would not tolerate any nutrients to go through her intestinal wall to feed her body. So this is the era we're coming into. This is no longer the extreme that happens to a few of us. The extreme is happening to a greater multitude of people, and they're refusing to listen. They're going on what I call these colon cleansers and cleansing your body. There's a difference between cleaning your body or detoxing your body with food and probiotics, and the difference between taking harsh, you know, herbal cleansers to flush out everything. But unfortunately, there is a huge disruption to the flora in your ecosystem, and people don't realize that that disruption can lead to more problems. So I think we have to rethink the messages we're giving to everybody. And what we used to teach 10 years ago maybe is not what we need to teach today. I tell people that the easiest way to detox is by eating clean and by taking the right probiotic and not doing anything harsh, because there's so many harsh things in the environment that we're ingesting every day. It's almost become dangerous to do any of these drastic measures that we used to do 20 years ago.
You know, the interesting thing, you know, and I think we have to look at the big picture, is that we have to listen to our bodies, and, you know, and we don't. And on that note, I was going to ask Amy, you know, when you start this process of cleaner eating and changing and eliminating and detoxing and reducing inflammation, how long is it before you start to notice some of the changes?
You know, it's different for everyone. That's what's so interesting. You know, I have people that go off gluten and 2 days later, they feel incredible. Mm. You know, and for me, I used to say, I wish it was that easy. You know, I went off all these foods and it took me, you know, years and years and years. We are all so different, to go back to your point from earlier. I mean, all of our bodies are so different, which is why, I mean, there's people that heal themselves from cancer being vegan, or people who, you know, help themselves with autoimmune disease by being paleo. It's like, can't put a name on yourself. You have to do what works for you, and you can't compare yourself to anybody else. You know, with cleanses or these different things people are doing, you have to do what works for your body, because like what they say, one man's food is another's poison. I mean,
true.
Some people can eat nuts, some can't, right? Some people can get off dairy and all their symptoms are gone. Other people, they need to look more into the food and go beyond food and go into doing some healing modalities. So we are all so different, and we're all very complex. It's not as easy as just, you know, one quick little change and you're, you know, you're good to go for the rest of your life. You know, it's, like we said before, it's more of a lifestyle, but every body is different. So, you know, some people might feel incredible, you know, cutting out gluten or dairy or soy, while others need more of a, you know, a heavy probiotic regimen with some kind of antifungals. And killing off, whether it's, you know, Candida, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, or whatever they may have, parasites, pathogens that are in their body. So everyone, it's a very specific approach.
Well, and you know, the thing is, we have to know that doing this and heading forward and being proactive and doing this, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And we, some of us may react slower, some may, like you mentioned, may react faster, but all of it is still a progression toward a goal of being better than we are right now.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, Jeffrey, I want to say that
really
when we talk about,
I mean, I never want anyone to go through, you know, the hell that I went through for 10 very expensive, exhausting, traumatizing years trying to figure out, you know, how to be healthy in a real way. I mean, here I was 20-something years old, you know, by myself, living in Manhattan, listening to, you know, over 500 doctors all telling me something different. And I know there's so many people that are in my shoes or weren't in my shoes. And once I started my website, thehealthyapple.com, and started to come out about my story, you know, my website took off because so many people could resonate with me. And they said, you know, I'm suffering too, and no one's listening to me. And everyone thinks I'm crazy, or they think I have a problem, or something like that. And, you know, that's a huge thing that's going on in our society here. Like Natasha said, like, as a culture, we are sick, and no one wants to look at it. No one wants to sit back and take the time to do the work. And I hate to say it, but a quick fix right now, like a pill or a colon cleanse or whatever you're doing, is not going to heal your body, and you're going to see effects manifest even worse in a few years or even months. I know that's not what anyone wants to hear, but
no.
It's my job, I feel, to, you know, to tell people and to wake them up and make them realize, like, you can't go on living this way you really have to be your own best advocate.
You know, Natasha, you've been talking about this for decades, about, you know, listening to your body and following your health. And today it's so epidemic that people are just so out of balance, and many of them accept it as normal, and the other ones are frustrated. They don't know what to do.
Exactly. You know, and I just wanted to mention this to Amy and the listeners that, you know, that's why, for instance, when I worked on the probiotic organisms that we include, R.L. Acidophilus was actually studied at the Yale Nursing School in HIV-positive women that had vaginal yeast overgrowth and was as effective as the drug that they were giving them. So it's also the selection of the probiotic strains, which were designed to work with our body and are inherently part of our body and safe at any level. This is what we need to be looking at. Sometimes, even when we take healthy things, you know, I'm a great proponent of herbs, but let's not forget that herbs are natural medicines. And so that's why we have to start, you know, evaluating, you know, the diet and probiotic supplementation, the right probiotic supplementation and exercise is a slow and easy way to start. Putting in too many things in the body at first is going to make you really ill, and you won't know what it is that you're fixing because you've got so many things going on. And I think it's this lack of knowledge. And when you go even to a health food site, they're going to give you a business plan that they developed to sell you their program. And it's not really like Amy, who's selling her cookbook, not because she's got a business plan doing this, but she actually went through a harrowing experience herself, 10 years of suffering to put this out. There's a difference between someone like Amy putting out a cookbook and somebody who just has a business plan. There's a difference between me dedicating 45 years to probiotic supplements and someone just buying from someone and putting on a label and selling it to you. I think our industry has taken a few wrong turns, and we have to come back to the basics. Something the greats taught us in the 60s and the 70s is that you fix your digestion first, and then we can talk about the rest of your health.
You know, Amy, if you had to say something to somebody that was just, you know, thinking about, you know, listening to you and saying, oh my goodness, I'm not alone, you know, are there age break-offs to this, or is this book applicable to just about everybody?
Well, it's applicable to anybody. I mean, anybody from, you know, being a teenager or younger to, you know, people who are in their 60s, 70s, you know, it's applicable to everyone. And, you know, the real message is that you can suffer from any health crisis or deal with any ailment, but if more people understood what an important role that they play in their own health, they could realize that they can change their lives forever. But so many people put their health in someone else's hands, and they give over their power to doctors or to someone else. And that's where we start to see problems.
You know, it's scary almost out there. You know, the idea we have all this technology today, and we have all of this knowledge and all this information. And yet it seems like Natasha said, you would think with all of the things we have out there today, that even in our industry, that we would be so much better than where we were. But it's not that we don't have the tools. It's just that there's a lot of confusion. We need a lot of education. And I know, Natasha, you'll say the first thing that, you know, we have to have the desire to make a change.
Yes, the desire has to be there. And I always tell people, you have the capacity to know the truth when you hear it. It's just that we're so busy being busy that, you know, our fine-tuning, our ability to know the truth and know what we need to do is sort of been hampered. And, you know, I'm going to get the word out to the – I'm trying to reach out to the new mothers because we have a crisis with our the health of our mothers, the health of the fathers, the health of the infants. And, you know, it's an overwhelming crisis that is about to overwhelm our already damaged healthcare system. And believe me, I believe that if you need critical care, this is the best system in the world. If you, you know, God forbid, need hospitalization, we've got the best surgeons and the best medication for critical care. But we have completely failed and miserably failed, in my opinion, is teaching people how to live clean. You know, what is the right, how to choose the right diet, how to improve the ecosystem in their gut, which is the most important, how to support that second brain, those 100 million neurons that line our GI tract and the 70 to 80% of the immune cell immune cells that line our GI tract, understanding that from this perspective of being a human being and then of being a parent is imperative to the health of our society and the future of our society.
It's spot on. And we have to be able to realize that for change to ensue, you have to have the desire, and you really do want to have to be able to have the follow through. Anybody can do anything one time. And, you know, like Amy was talking earlier, you know, there is that applying yourself to this. And I think in your case, Amy, the suffering really just kind of turned you in the direction where you didn't want to look back.
Completely. And I think, you know, I learned how to get my body working for me, not against me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the big method. You have so much more control than you realize. Like, detox is not about, you know, a juice bath or cleanse or, you know, any of these fads that you're seeing advertised. It's a lifestyle, and it's about getting the bad things out of your body and putting good things in, getting 8 hours of sleep, you know, things like that, eating organic, you know, taking care of yourself. These are the things that are going to keep us healthy in the long run.
Well, I think a lot of us just don't know that the work involved is not as difficult as we want to make it in our mind. And we're so set in the groove of our day, and everything kind of is habit. And many of the things we do every day is kind of like almost on autopilot. And when you have to shake things up a little bit at a time, you know, we treat it more as a burden rather than a change for a healthier way of living. And, you know, Natasha, people look at the quick fixes all the time because they feel if they do a little bit of something that they're going to make a dramatic change. And then they get frustrated when they don't see any results. And then they throw their hands in the air and do nothing.
Exactly. And what I think it's the age of maturity. And I'm telling everybody, grow up, don't, you know, buy stuff that because somebody gives you a free sample of something. And now you're going to take this magic whatever supplement or thing that they're offering you. And it's going to change your life. I think that this immaturity and the appeal of the quick fix is very immature. And it hasn't improved our health. And it's leading us to, like I said, a crisis in our society like never before, because when you have 1 in 42 children that are going to be autistic, that's a very dangerous, you know, evolution in our society, where we're going to completely have a breakdown. Because if you know the parents of autistic children, they're heroes in my, you know, regard. And if you see how these children, they cannot function because the communication between their gut and their brain has broken down so that they can't learn, they can't function, and that's what's happening. And it's happening right before our eyes, and we're still talking about these quick fixes, still responding to, you know, well, whoever has the best marketing plan. And we have to step back and see, you know, and see who we're going to follow. We know about what it is to cleanse our body and that it doesn't happen overnight. We don't take a colon cleanse or a body cleanse and think that our bodies are being polluted or cleansed every day, depending on what we're eating and what's going on in our gut. And just for those of us who don't think that there's a health crisis going on, recently I read about that, you know, the portal vein is the vein that connects from our large intestine to our liver. Well, that portal vein delivers about 60 to 70% of the microbes to the liver. And we have an explosion and growth in fatty liver disease in this country, even with people who don't consume alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I could give you a lot more statistics to possibly scare you, but I don't want to do that. I want to, you know, appeal to people to their maturity and, you know, don't just listen to everybody who's peddling, you know, some special deal and telling you that they're giving you the flavor of the month and this is going to improve your sex life, make you look better, and all you have to do is swallow this little pill and you're going to feel better, because everything comes from the digestive tract, and
yes,
learning how to improve that digestion will improve everything in your life.
This is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on the segment and all the segments, visit the show page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.